which he had not been able, it is true, to probe, out of respect for the secret which he had promised to guard, and out of consideration for Jean Valjean's perilous position. He believed at that moment that he had a grave duty to perform. The restitution of the 600,000 francs to someone whom he sought with all possible discretion. In the meanwhile, he abstained from touching that money. As for Cosette, she had not been initiated into any of these secrets, but it would be harsh to condemn her also. There existed between Marius and her an all-powerful magnetism, which caused her to do instinctively and almost mechanically what Marius wished. She was conscious of Marius's will in the direction of Monsieur Jean. She conformed to it. Her husband had not been obliged to say anything to her. She yielded to the vague but clear pressure of his tacit intentions and obeyed blindly. Her obedience in this instance consisted in not remembering what Marius forgot. She was not obliged to make any effort to accomplish this. Without her knowing why herself, and without his having any cause to accuse her of it, her soul had become so wholly her husband's that that which was shrouded in gloom in Marius's mind became overcast in hers. Let us not go too far, however. In what concerns Jean Valjean, this forgetfulness and obliteration were merely superficial. She was rather heedless than forgetful.